Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. I'm thrilled to be here, delighted to be here, and feel very blessed, actually, to be here. I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour. We're going to be talking about a number of different things, actually. This is a high-energy level day, not surprisingly. We'll talk about that in just a second. But we're going to be talking about things and building on the show from last week, where we had a chance to experience what energy felt like as a physical thing. This week, we're going to be talking about the intuitive muscle. I often have people say to me, oh my gosh, I so wish I could do what you do for a living. I so wish I could be as intuitive as you are. And my answer to them is typically, but you can be because you have an intuitive muscle, what I call an intuitive muscle, just like I do. It's all a matter of locating that muscle, understanding how it works, what sort of language, or if I may add another analogy, what sort of radio station and the universe you might be tuned into. But we'll be talking about all of those sorts of good things coming up in this next hour. I wanted to start today off in just mentioning to everybody, and knowing the audience that I'm talking with, I'm sure you all are pretty well aware of this, that we started a new moon this morning. I think it was at 5:36 a.m. Pacific time. So wherever you're at, just do a little bit of mental calculation. And as it's a new moon, this is the perfect time for you to call into your life and manifest whatever it is that you would like to create for yourself. If you would like to create a new career, if you would like to create more passion in your life, if you would like to create a relationship, better relationships with your family members, better relationships with your animals, anything new that you want to start, the new moon is the perfect time to do that. I would invite you to consider doing a ceremony for yourself. The image that I'm getting is using some white candles symbolizing purity and new beginnings. Lighting those white candles, I'm hearing the number 3, so 3 white candles, writing down on a piece of paper, because in your own handwriting, because that's an important mental as well as physical exercise for the body to experience the energy itself of what it is that you're wanting to manifest in your life, and writing out those affirmations, writing out those I will, I have in my life, whatever it is that you would like to have in your life. So again, the new moon is the perfect time to undertake these new things. So go out there and prosper, everybody, and bring into your life whatever it is that you would like to bring into your life, absolutely, under this new moon. The second thing that I would like to bring to your attention is that I had on my other radio show, on One Two Radio, a show about birds, definitely within the last month. I know the archive is still up on onetworadio.com. And the really interesting thing was that I was guided by the universe to talk about birds, specifically because there was a ad that I saw in one of the little magazines that they put inside your local Sunday paper advertising a plastic talking parrot. I was offended by that. I'll be just be really honest about it, because I felt that it was, my own words, despiritualizing all animals everywhere. It was if, to me, there's no difference between that and, say, for instance, having, we all know that there are ventriloquists out there and talking dummies, etc. But to me, putting a sentient being into a plastic shell, most specifically because, as the ad said, you don't like the mess of taking care of a live bird. And live birds, to me, just as an aside, are highly intuitive. They're one of the few creatures on this planet that must, if we choose to have them in our lives, usually, most of the time, must stay contained within a cage. And so their life with us is very different than if they were to be out in the wild. Well, I happened to be watching Stephen Colbert last night. I'm a big fan of his show. And what should appear on Stephen Colbert's show last night but this ad for this plastic talking parrot? I put it on my Facebook page, which is, facebook.com/ The Animal's Eye View 1. So if you go to my page, you'll see the video of Stephen Colbert and his take on this plastic talking bird. As I also happened to see another ad for not birds, but posable baby chimpanzees. And again, if there are some of you who really like these sort of things, I really don't mean to offend. But for me, I guess I would just invite you to think about the message that we're sending out there, not only to animals, but to other people, to say it's perfectly okay to take another sentient being and reduce them to something that they are not, something that arguably gives us control over them and lets us perhaps view them as less than the sentient being that they are. It just seems to be artificial to me and kind of actually dangerous, I think, to go down that road of having something in your life that mocks, in other words, or mimics, and I think mock is actually a better word now that I say it out loud, that mocks actually or makes a toy out of another sentient being. So I would invite you, everybody who's listening, if you have a chance, look up these things online. I would invite you to write letters to the producers of these things, just simply explaining your opinion. I think there's nothing wrong with doing that. And my hopes is that by doing these things, we can kind of shift the energy for animals everywhere. And so we don't run into the place where I think we already are of viewing animals everywhere in the world, not just our companion animals, as things that they are not, as things that do not have depth, as things as opposed to beings that do not have thoughts and feelings and highly advanced intuition that is actually much, much greater than ours. So I'm going to put my soapbox away. it looks like we have just like maybe a minute and a half or so before heading into break. As I said, we're going to be talking about intuition today. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you just briefly is that I collect quotes about things, as I'm sure you all do as well. And here's a quote as we head into break about intuition. I invited intuition to stay in my house when my roommates went north. I warned her that I'm territorial and I keep the herb jars in alphabetical order. Intuition confessed that she has a spotty employment record. She was fired from her last job for daydreaming. When intuition moved in, she washed all the windows, cleaned out the fireplace, planted fruit trees, and lit purple candles. She doesn't cook much. She eats beautiful foods, artichokes, avocados, persimmons and pomegranates, wild rice with wild mushrooms, chrysanthemum tea. She doesn't have many possessions. Each thing is special. I wish you could see the way she arranged her treasures on the fireplace mantel. She has a splendid collection of cups, bowls, and baskets. Well, the herbs are still in alphabetical order, and I can't complain about how the house looks. Since intuition moved in, my life has been turned inside out. This is Lizanne Flynn. You're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break.
each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Everybody, welcome back. You're with me, Lizanne Flynn, on the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And I forgot to mention at the top of the hour when we first started the show, the call-in number, in case anybody, I'm happy to take your phone calls. If you'd like to write a comment, I'll get to the feedback page that's located on the Transformation Talk Network homepage. You can go there, and if you'd like to post a question or a comment, that page refreshes every 10 seconds, and so I'll try to keep abreast of that. I would love to answer any questions you might have today about your animal companions. The other things that I do is that I do medium work. I do past life connections. I do intuitive readings about questions you might have about career, love life, relationships within a family, pretty much anything. I'm a generic psychic. I guess I'll put it that way. So the number to call into is 1-800-930-2819. Let me check in really fast to the feedback page. Nope, nothing there. That's not a bad thing. But anyway, so welcome back to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we went into break, I read what I think is just an absolutely fabulous quote. That was by J. Ruth Gendler, and it's from the Book of Qualities. And as we start talking about intuition today and your intuitive muscle, just like we talked about last week, I admitted to being somewhat of a science geek. And actually, Albert Einstein is one of my personal heroes. And to just get you thinking about intuition, let me read another quote from Albert Einstein. "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. We will not solve the problems of the world from the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. Very key there, people, when we created them. Very wise man. More than anything else, this new century demands thinking. We must change our materially based analysis of the world around us to include broader, more multidimensional perspectives. And as anybody who is doing their own inner work and on their own path can attest to, we are in a phase of ascension. We are in a phase of ascension for this planet. It's really interesting to me in just the past couple of weeks and months, I've become aware of animals and different species reaching out to each other in ways that they really haven't before. It seems like there are more and more stories coming up about different species of animals taking care of other species and species that you would think might not necessarily get along together. For instance, stories of a mother dog actually nursing a litter of kittens and vice versa. You have killer whales and dolphins actually working together if that dolphin happens to be physically compromised. The other thing that's so exciting to me is that more and more you see countries such as India. For instance, India just the other day decided to ban shark finning. It's a process where the fin is cut off of the top of a shark, as you can imagine, killing that animal. The Cove, it's a magnificent documentary that I would invite everybody to see about the slaughter of dolphins that goes on annually down in Japan. This past year, and just within the last week, was the first time ever that Japanese protesters actually took part in the protest of this slaughter of dolphins. So in other words, rather than having people from the outside coming in, there was an uprising of support for these magnificent, intuitive, sentient beings to stop their slaughter. So just take a look around you as you go throughout your days and your weeks, even the months ahead. And if you'll just kind of tune your radar into the ascension of the planet, different species coming together, humans starting to become more and more and more aware of our relationship with other sentient beings that just don't happen to be in human form anymore. So, without further ado, let's start talking about the intuitive muscle. As I said before, science, I think, plays a huge role in our lives. And I'd like to think that the majority of scientists out there, sometimes we think of scientists as being kind of cut and dried, but I actually think most scientists out there would say that, as Albert Einstein did, is it that it's that flash of intuition that for a good number of scientists led them to make these phenomenal discoveries that's changed our world. For instance, things like gravity, things like the theory of relativity, electricity, sound waves. You may or may not remember that there was a point in time that we didn't believe that animals felt pain. We know now that that's not true. There was also a point in time that we didn't believe that animals could use tools like humans did, that they didn't have the capacity, if you will, to use tools like humans. And we know now that that's not true either. We've learned that animals can communicate with each other within species. You think about the very low sound wave frequency noises that, say, for instance, elephants make to each other that can be heard across miles and miles and miles. You think about the chirps, the whistles, the noises that killer whales make within their pod and that dolphins do exactly the same thing. So they're communicating with each other all the time, and they're starting to communicate outside of their species as well. That's such an exciting thing to me. We've also learned that every emotion and thought that we have is stored literally in the cells of our physical body, and animals too. And not surprisingly, these emotions can cause our energy fields to shift and to change. Just to review, we talked briefly last week about the body and the bioelectric field that surrounds the body. We talked about how cells emit energy, heat, light, electricity, magnetism, and sound. the electrical field that surrounds this physical body, as I said, is called the bioelectric field. And these fields can actually be measured similar to EKG, heart, and brain wave with machines that are calibrated to pick up these vibrations because they are at a much higher frequency than either heart or brain waves are at. And if you don't think you're an electrical being, just, you know, think about your smartphone. If you're out in the cold and you're wearing gloves, you can't get that smartphone to work because your fingers are covered. And now they have specialized gloves that mimic the electrical signal, the capacitive touch, it's called, that translates your energy into the phone and basically tells the energy what to do. There was a fabulous movie on, I think it was probably within the last couple of years. I'm not very good with time. It's called What the Bleep Do We Know? And one of the people that was featured in this film was a woman by the name of Candace Pert. She's the one that has done most of the research on the fact that our thoughts and emotions actually are stored in our cells. And because we are bioelectrical, that energy gets transmitted to the outside of us and into this bioelectric field. That's why for some of you, when you walk into a room, you can automatically tell and say to yourself, huh, there's kind of a vibe going on in this room. Well, what's happening is that your physical self is picking up on this information, and then that information, it gets translated into your mind, and then it gets into your intuition, which we'll get to in just a second. But if you have a chance, look up Candace Pert. She basically has said that we talk to our bodies all of the time, both consciously and unconsciously. What we think and feel gets translated via things called neuropeptides into information for our bodies. You find receptors everywhere in your body, and what you think and when you think and feel well, your body gets the message. I'm also a huge fan of people like Louise Hay. I mean, I think her work in talking about how our thoughts and our emotions can absolutely positively dictate the path that we are on with our own physical health, with our own emotional health. I have to say, I think I'm kind of one of those people I think I'm a pretty good example of that. I was diagnosed, as most of you know, or some of you might know, with MS about 20 years ago. I firmly believe that if I had not chosen to embrace MS and to look at it as a blessing in my life, which I still do to this day, because it forces me to connect with myself physically. And in order for me to do the work that I do, it's important and necessary that I be able to connect with myself physically. It helps me. It leads me to the place where I can take good care of myself, where I can do things that are healthy and in harmony with what's supposed to be my natural path. So if I hadn't chosen to embrace MS, I think if I had fought against it, I honestly do believe that my path with the disease would have been much different, and I think that my level of disability would have been much different as well. When we talk about the electricity of touch, another science thing I'm just going to lob out there at you. This was a study that was done back in 1998, I think, and it's called basically the electricity of touch. And it basically said that when people touch or in proximity, a transference of the electromagnetic energy produced by the hearts occur. So this energy exchange was evidenced by the registration of one individual's EKG wave pattern on different sites on the other person's body surface. Think about that for just a second. The next time that you are physically with another person, you're synchronizing heartbeats. Their heartbeat is actually felt by your physical body at some point, at some place on that physical body, which I think is pretty cool. We're heading into a break. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Listening to
Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're with me on The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Network. And before I go any further, I would like to give a shout out to my producer today, the fabulous and amazing Chrissy. Chrissy, thank you so much for making me sound good today. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're doing a great job on your own. No problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As we went into the break, everybody, we were talking about our physical bodies. We're talking about bioelectric fields. Stay with me. I know I'm throwing probably a lot of information at you. Hopefully these are things that if you decided to go out and Google, you're just like, huh, okay, well, yeah, there it is. Absolutely. We were talking about how two people just sitting next to each other, one body will pick up the heartbeat pattern rhythm of the other individual. I mean, that's how absolutely affected and affecting we can be, not only with ourselves, but also other sentient beings, and most especially and importantly, our companion animals. So stay with me here. As we take this step forward into working more and understanding more of the body's physical energy system, I am going to invite you to consider that what I would call the intuitive muscle is actually part of the body's physical energy system. And let's think about this for just a second. We have an intuitive muscle that's part of our physical self. It's locked into, I believe, our DNA, our biological makeup. And let's face it, we have not necessarily evolved that much physically as a species, and we are far outnumbered. I'm just going to throw that in the animal kingdom. But we are a human animal, and our animal companions are non-human animals. But our ancestors, cave people, if you will, had a well-formed and continually flexing intuitive muscle. Theirs was naturally stronger than ours. I think that they depended upon their intuitive muscle, obviously, for survival. The original strength of the intuitive muscle varies from person to person and from animal to animal. And just like you might have blue eyes, brown eyes, you might have blonde hair, you might have brown hair, it's the same muscle, yet it varies in strength and flexibility from person to person. There is a category of hardwired nervous system. So again, we're talking body, what's called the highly sensitive person. Now, when I say those words to you, I don't necessarily invite you to think of, you know, people that are, oh, you're too sensitive. You take everything personally. Certainly, highly sensitive people may be part of that category. But the something that you need to know about highly sensitive people, and I'm actually going to have a guest on my show probably within the next month or so, talking specifically a counselor who works specifically with highly sensitive people. Their nervous system is hardwired. So this is literally how the synapses in their brain and their nervous system fire, that their threshold for stimulation is naturally lower than the other 80% of the population, because only 20% of the population, or one in every five people, is actually a highly sensitive person. There's a great website that you can go to. I'll give it to you. It's HS, so Harry Sam, or highly sensitive, person.com. And there you will find a quickie test that you can take, a little quiz with some questions that are designed to highlight whether or not you are a highly sensitive person or not. And you'll meet the woman that's done most of the research in this field, gosh, for probably 25 or 30 years, Elaine Aaron. Dr. Aaron has a PhD in psychology. And she's the one who's kind of led the way into making the world perhaps more knowledgeable about highly sensitive people. So if you are highly sensitive, you probably do have an intuitive muscle that is probably more well-developed and probably flexes a little bit more often than someone, say, for instance, who's not highly sensitive. The cool thing is that no matter what your genetic makeup is, your intuitive muscle can be stronger with exercise. And the other thing to know about your intuition and this intuitive muscle is that you can certainly ignore or choose not to follow your intuition, but the bottom line here is that it's part of who you are, and it's likely to continue speaking up. So it's like one of those things, and the image that to me, the visual that the universe is giving me is picture a pot of water boiling on the stove, and we try to put the lid on the pot of water, and we're not able to turn down the heat on this particular stove, and what happens is that the pot of water just continues to boil. I do understand that sometimes it's scary. I understand that sometimes if you happen to be the sort of person who has an intuitive muscle that brings people and animals that have already crossed over to you, I do understand and can relate to how that feels like your boundaries are being violated, and certainly they are, and we'll talk about boundaries here in just a second. But again, the message is this is part of who you are, and I would invite you to look at your intuitive muscle as being something that's actually a positive part of you instead, and embracing, as I did with my MS, embracing that part of you and making what you think might be a vulnerability actually a strength. So the function of the intuitive muscle, as we talked about, was survival, certainly for cave people. You know, again, saber-toothed tiger, woolly mammoth coming over. Gosh, I need to keep myself safe, or tell us where, you know, where would be the best place to camp for and endure this really harsh winter. That absolutely was their intuitive muscle working together with the human self. Certainly, your intuitive muscle can give you knowledge and information from your higher self, which is your most authentic, real self. It can give you information and knowledge from other beings and from the universe. I certainly use it all the time in animal communication and doing my medium work and other intuitive readings. It can also be used in working with your spiritual guides. And to let you know how this may manifest for you, I talked about it a little bit last week, I think. The body's energy system receives information that needs to be passed on to the brain. So you might physically feel goosebumps. You might get the hair on the back of your neck standing up. You might get a pit of the stomach feeling called the gut instinct. You might, 3 seconds before the phone rings, think, oh, that's going to be my best friend Mary calling on the phone. The phone rings, and you can practically pick it up and say, hi, Mary. And I'm not talking about caller ID either. So this is what the function of the intuitive muscle is. And certainly, as part of the body's energy system, it's devoted to health and well-being. And it wants to work with the owner, that would be you, to create the best state of vibrant health when possible. So we talked a little bit about the vibe in the room. There's also what I believe is called the collective intuitive muscle. This is a naturally developed collective sensitivity that comes from living together in packs, if you will, to borrow a term from the canine world, because our bioelectric fields affect each other. Both humans and animals influence the continual evolving of the other's physical, emotional, and spiritual being via sharing bioelectric fields. That's why when animals come into your life with lessons, they so closely mirror and pick up on these lessons that on a higher self level, on a soul level, again, being so much further advanced than we are, they automatically know what these are. And in fact, I'll put this out there for you, it's the way that they choose us. You might think you go to that shelter looking for a cat or a dog or wanting to partner with a horse or a bird. Au contraire, they're way ahead of us and will know who it is their family is supposed to be when we walk through the doors of that building. Our thoughts and feelings, as well as the non-physical concepts of self and identity, are mirrored in the body, as we talked about, via the special emotion cells. And in my humble opinion, our collective intuitive muscle is evolving, and we can affect each other with higher or lower energy vibrations, intentions, and feelings. It's absolutely what I think is happening between different species, between whole countries that are coming forth. There was something that I read just the other day about India banning an import of ivory tusks from China, which cannot be any more big. And another guest on my show coming up in the next couple of months is going to be a woman that works specifically with elephants down in Kenya and specifically to prevent the slaughter of them simply for their tusks. So we have a couple of minutes before break. Let me just briefly run over some of the languages of the intuitive muscle. As you can imagine, they're coming through most of the five senses: visual, clairvoyant; auditory, which is called clairaudient; sensory, which is clairsentient; knowing, claircognizance, which is a clear knowing. From time to time, you also might get smelling and tasting. I get that myself occasionally if I'm working with animals, and if I'm specifically working with issues related to diet or medication, that's where I'll get either a taste in my mouth or a smell that the animal is sharing with me of, yes, this is okay, or no, this is really not okay. The thing to know is, just like we talked earlier, brown eyes, blonde hair, brown hair, some people have just one language, and that's perfectly okay. Think of it as a radio station, and that you are highly tuned into this one particular radio station. Some people have 2, 3, 4, or more languages. Again, this is going to vary from person to person based on how you are physically and based on what your connection with your intuitive self is, most definitely. A couple of steps to get a hold of your intuitive muscle, most specifically, the one we'll talk about as we head into break, is called quieting the mind. We have an incredibly large amount of thoughts per minute, and I know some of you might even complain about having racing minds. And certainly, I will tell you that that's probably one of the hallmarks, if you will, of what a highly sensitive person is. And I don't think I'm going to get to this before we go into break, but hopefully you'll stay with us where we talk about quieting the mind on the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And before I forget, let me give you just a little bit of peek into next week's show. I'm going to have on the fabulous and wonderful Christine Dumoyer. Christine is a numerologist. She's also a colleague of mine over at 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. She is a composer. She plays the piano. And so we're, as well as being an incredibly gifted psychic and does fabulous things with people and all sorts of wonderful healing things. So I hope you'll tune in next week with me as we talk with Christine about numerology, about music, about how she came to do what it is she do. I'm confident we're probably not going to be able to get it all in on 1 hour, but the really positive thing about that means that I just get to have Christine back on my show. So stay tuned for me for next week. So as we finish up here, we're talking about quieting the mind. We're talking about that we tend to move so fast that our minds actually get caught up in this pace. And a quiet mind with the ability to center or sink into, that's what it feels like to me, I actually sink into my body, is necessary for using the intuitive muscle. Reiki or some sort of other energy technique helps considerably. I would also invite you to try shamanic journeying. There's a fabulous book called Beginner's. It's by Sandra Ingerman, and it's cool because it has a CD in the back with the drumming tracks on it, so you can don't have to worry about getting yourself to a drumming circle if you're feeling a little anxious about that. Go ahead and just put that into your laptop or other CD device, and it has the drumming there for you. I think it's called A Beginner's Guide to Shamanic Journeying. It's a fabulous book, very easy. That's also a way for you to loose yourself from your thinking mind and to just simply connect with your intuitive muscle. Deep breathing and focusing on breaths help. There's a thing in yoga we do called opposite nostril breathing, occupies the mind while breathing. And another one that I really like to use, especially with people who have a racing mind, is what I call the candle exercise. And it's what I learned on many years ago when I first started doing this work. For 5 minutes a day, you light a candle and you set your timer, if that's the timer on your microwave, your phone, what have you. And for 5 minutes, you stare into and focus on that candle flame. You have by your side a piece of paper and a pencil. And every single time you have a thought, you put a tick mark. Now, the first time that you stare at that candle flame, don't be alarmed if you have like 100, 125, maybe even 150 tick marks. And it will be things like, how long is this going to last? Tick mark. I just heard the refrigerator come on. Tick mark. I wonder what's for dinner. Tick mark. It's going to be like that. So over time, and I guarantee, practically guarantee, at the end of 2 weeks, that if you do this consistently 5 minutes a day, you are going to find that quiet space has been cleared out of your mind because you are consciously focusing on not even allowing those thoughts to take shape in your mind. You're simply kind of inviting them off to the side as if you would kind of invite a cloud that kind of comes into the horizon. You're going to give a gentle just breath out to that cloud and invite it to go off to the side. That will give you the quiet mind that you need in order to access the intuitive muscle. I would invite you to meditate as consistently as possible. For me, that's 5 minutes, 8 minutes in the morning. It doesn't have to be a huge long time. It's just that time where you sink into your physical self. You ask the mind to be quiet. And let's face it, isn't mastery of the mind one of, not necessarily the goals, but one of the practices that I would invite everybody to gain to work on every single day? It's like yoga. Yoga is a practice. I've been practicing yoga for almost 20 years, but that certainly does not mean that I'm any way an expert, but it's a continual practice for me. There are other tools that you can use. You can use things like, certainly I would invite you to use inspirational cards or books, specifically more the oracle type. I have a couple of favorite decks. One is Touched by a Horse. Those are oracle cards developed by Melissa Pierce. There's certainly Doreen Virtue. She has a number of fabulous decks. My current favorite is actually the Ascended Masters. So use those when you begin asking questions about your life's path. And if you've never used your intuitive muscle before, your awareness of how your physical body and what your language is and how it speaks to you is key. If you're in doubt of that, be aware of a resonance within that happens in an aha moment. Make sure you choose a quiet place and time to access and flex your intuitive muscle. It helps if you focus on the spot just about 2 inches below your belly button, which is called the dantian, your center of energy. Be as specific and mindful of your intention. The more pure the intention, the clearer the answer. For instance, what is my life path with name something at this point in time, so as specific as possible. Watch for an energy or hearing a word or a feeling, a look, hear, sense. And I'll give you a little clue. To tell whether it's your imagination or the intuitive muscle, ask for the information to be repeated. Your intuitive muscle will respond to that request for information. Your imagination will not. And the more insistent and the more times that information is repeated, that's usually the universe's way of saying, okay, are you getting this? Okay, are you getting this? Write this down. This is kind of important. Are you getting this? Kind of poking and kind of nudging sort of a thing. You certainly use things like muscle testing. Muscle testing or applied kinesiology is based on the wisdom of the physical body. There's the sway test. A forward is yes, a backward is no when asking these questions. Quiet the mind, center yourself, and ask these specific questions. You can use strength testing by making a circle with your forefinger and thumb. When you ask the question, and if you can easily spread apart your thumb and forefinger, that's a no. If you can't, then that's a yes. And the most important things to remember are that the more you practice using your intuitive muscle, the stronger and more pronounced it will become. Your intuitive muscle language may become more prevalent. You might begin to develop other intuitive languages. Again, don't freaked out. Don't get freaked out about that. about that, gentle people. That's what's supposed to happen. This is a growth process. Your guides may come forward and begin offering you guidance and giving you information, i.e. via telepathy. You, the spiritual being, having a human experience, is always in charge. This is where boundaries come in. Trust yourself. Know that you are on this plane of existence and whoever is sending information to you is not. Be the pack leader, if you will, and know that you are in charge for them. And if necessary, always ask for protection from the universe. Call on Archangel Michael to come in for you. Visualize a pink or a white cone around your physical body. Whatever makes you feel comfortable in being in this place and flexing your intuitive muscle, that's what I would invite you to do. Again, most importantly, refrain from self-editing. Choose to believe. And again, sometimes that is the most difficult part, because it can be difficult to take that leap of faith. I've had this experience many times myself when I get a piece of information from an animal, and it just seems so out there that I ask the question, really? Are you sure? Is this actually what you want me to say to this person? And 99% of the time, 100% of the time, I'll go out on a limb here, it absolutely is. I do. And that's a huge, wonderful opening experience for whoever it is I'm working with. So that's all about your intuitive muscle, everybody. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email, Lizanne@theanimalseyeview.com. Please feel free to visit my Facebook page and send me a like, if you will. That's facebook.com/theanimalseyeview, the number one. Absolutely go there. And if you just check out Stephen Colbert's take on the plastic parrot, I think that might be put a little giggle into your day and maybe have you think a little bit deeper about your relationship with the animals in the world. Again, I hope you'll stay. Thank you so much for staying with me today. I hope you'll tune in next week, as I said, when my fabulous and amazing guest is going to be Christine Dumoyer. We're going to be having lots of fun. So again, thank you very much to Chrissy and to Transformation Talk Network for making this all possible. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.